Hi, babe. Welcome home. I guess you notice the new addition to this room. Today, I've been waiting a while for it. Yeah, actually, it's been on order since, I don't know, before Christmas sometime. They finally delivered it. What do you think? I know it's not a perfect match to the couch, but, well, I really just wanted it. You think it's a little big? It isn't, babe. Not for what I have in mind. Well, you know how, whenever we're watching a movie, I like to climb onto your lap and cuddle up against you, and we put the blanket over us, and 9 times out of 10, I'll just fall asleep with my head on your chest and your arms around me. Well, that too. I do crawl into your lap when you're playing video games, even. I just love being there. It's a safe space. It's comfy and warm, and I feel really loved when I'm in your arms like that. And it got me to thinking, I wish I could do that for you sometimes. I know that maybe it's not a manly thing to sit in your woman's lap and be cuddled, but if I was a man, I'd still want this. I'd miss not having this. Kind of broke my heart thinking about not being able to cuddle up in your lap. And I know I'm a little bit smaller than you are. Fine. A lot smaller than you are. And it would be a challenge to try and maneuver you onto my lap. Especially with the couch the way it is, open and so spacious. So I started looking around for something. Well, something like this. I'm going to call it the love seat. Even though I know what real love seat is. Wider and can really fit 2 people in it. This is just an oversized chair with higher sides and a wider seat so that I can sit in it like I am now. And if I spread my thighs open, then you could come here. Yes, yes, come here. I want you to try this out. You could put your bottom right here on the seat between my open thighs. And because of the higher sides, you could rest your back kind of against one arm of the chair and either put your legs over the other or just over my thigh. And then you could lean into my chest a little bit. Fine, you might have to sink down a little bit more. Yeah, like that. And I could put my arms around you, like this, and snuggle you, and kiss your forehead, even if I wanted to. Or I could rub my cheek softly against your hair, like this. You could just close your eyes. Feel the warmth and the softness of me being cuddled in my arms. Well, what do you think, babe? You're not saying anything. Look at me. What do you... Babe. Are you crying? I knew you'd like this. No, well, you're making me cry. Fine. I just wanted you to feel what I feel. How low do you make me feel like this? And I guess you do, huh? Oh, you're never leaving this chair. Well, that's a good thing, because it wasn't fucking cheap, but this alone, this 2 minutes that I've had you in my lap and snuggled up in my arms, oh, it's worth every penny, baby. And I even angled it, so if we want, we could watch TV like this sometimes. You cuddled in my lap. I brought the big blanket down from upstairs so it would cover both of us, and we'd both be comfy. I even put the little side table beside it in case we want to put our drinks or the remote. I thought of everything because I want this to be our space where you can feel safe and protected and warm and cozy and loved so much, babe. I love you. I'm glad. Don't worry. I won't tell the guys what this chair is for when they come over. You're hilarious, babe. You want to tell them and make them all jealous. You know what? I bet it just might, babe. God, maybe I should tell all their wives and girlfriends where they can get a chair like this, too, because cuddling your man like this is so fucking underrated. And being cuddled and proud to want to be cuddled like you are right now is so amazing. Just one more reason I love you so much, babe. Now, grab the blanket, snuggle in, and I've even recorded the game from yesterday for you so that you can watch. Well, I'm not promising that I won't still fall asleep, but I'll let you carry me to bed after, if it's any consolation. Deal, babe. I love you.